In America, there is a rare echelon of pop stars so big they need only one name. Madonna, Cher, Prince. In Italy, the pop star is Zucchero. C'è una cosa selvaggia che balla dentro la pioggia. Zucchero, real name Adelmo Fornaciari. He first made it big in the 1980s. Since then, he has sold more than 50 million records worldwide and collaborated with a number of major pop artists. He worked with Elvis Costello and Bono on this latest album, Black Cat. As for his stage name, the word zucchero means sugar in Italian. That's what a teacher called him when he was a child because he was so shy, so sweet. When we talked recently, Zucchero told me he is still like that offstage. When he's singing, he is full of swagger, like his musical idols.
Music is my pusher. What can I say? Music is my drug. When I'm on stage, I always been very energetic. I don't know why. I mean, I was influenced from the Afro-American artists of between the 60s and the 70s, like Otis Redding, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin. I grew up in a countryside, in a place that is called Reggio Emilia, where the opera, like, you know, Verdi, Puccini, the Italian typical melodic, was very strong. So I grew up with these two kind of music, and this is what at the end I did. When I start to write some songs, there was, you know, the groove from Afro-American was black, but the melody was more like Italian, Mediterranean.
Is there a song on this album we can play that sort of shows that?
You can play, I don't know, Hey Lord. It's a prison song from the South, from the slaves. Me singing, talking about the poor people that still have to fight every day to survive, and they pray to be saved from the wars around the world, from the people that they die on the sea to try to have a better life, and that's what I'm talking about.
So when you mix African-American rhythm and blues roots music from the mid-20th century with Verdi, Puccini, the Italian opera that you grew up on, this is what you get.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was encouraged, you know, the combination that I was doing was good. When at the beginning of my career, Miles Davis wants to play in one of my songs.
Miles Davis wanted to collaborate with you.
Yeah.
And that was when you knew it was okay what you were doing.
Yeah, when he said to me, oh, I love your voice, I love your music, but you should sing in Italian, not in English. I say, yeah.
Why did he say that?
Because he thought that, you know, and I think he was right, that my music, the original, is original if I sing in Italian. We did a tour, and every night he was telling me, you have to sing in Italian, because... The record company was telling me, no, if you want to break America or England, you have to sing in English.
And so how did you decide between the record company and Miles Davis?
I decided Miles Davis, of course. Yeah.
Of course. But even when you sing songs in Italian, you incorporate English lyrics. Black cat, mambo. Black cat, those are the first words you sing, and then you go into Italian.
Libero, un cuore unico come un partigiano reggiano.
There is one play on words here that I think American listeners who don't speak a word of Italian might understand.
Partigiano Reggiano.
Which sounds like a cheese, but
yeah, but
is
it's not, because it's, the cheese is Parmigiano Reggiano. Partigiano Reggiano is partisan.
A partisan.
Yeah, where I grew up. Reggiano is Reggio Emilia.
The region of Italy.
The village where I grew up. So it's a joke. It's a Partigiano Reggiano. That sounds like a cheese, the cheese, but it's not. I'm talking about the partisan against the Nazism, against the fascists, you know?
This song's got a great groove. In any given song, how do you decide where you're going to use one language and where you'll use the other?
When I came out with the first album and I was mixing, sometimes I was saying English words. That was something new, you know, unexpected in Italy. It was funny because there were some songs, like there were some words like a macaroni English that nobody understand.
Macaroni English? What is that?
English, Italian, Italian English, like.
Do you mean like half and half, a little bit of each language, mixed up words?
Yeah, but also with no sense, like I got the devil in my shoes. Means nothing. Or, you know, I was there with the Memphis Horns doing the session, and I was singing Spangled Chicken. I don't know what it means. And they start to laugh and stop to play because they was laughing like hell. And I don't know what it means, you know, Spangled Chicken, but I was saying that, you know. Or, you know, Shave Me instead of Save Me. So especially in the up-tempo, that works.
Do you still do that in concert ever? Shave Me or Spangled Chicken or Devil
yeah,
in My
sometimes,
Shoes?
Yeah, sometimes. With the up-tempo where the lyrics are, you know, double meaning or very ironic, sarcastic. I like to do that.
Zucchero, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Zucchero's new album is called Black Cat. He joined us from Modena, Italy.